Hello, I am Joseph Edward Grant. I'm here doing a podcast with Grant David Kistner Johnson and Liam Joshua Lindgren on the differences between science and religion to see if scientific beliefs correlate with religious beliefs, how religion can influence the way people perceive facts, evidence, and science as a whole. To determine how religion influences perception of evidence and facts in the scientific world, we conducted a survey. We got a wide array of responses from people that do believe in God and people that don't believe in God. Amazingly, we got a complete 50% split on the people that believe in God. 50% believe in God, 50% don't. So we do have quite an abundant way of determining other factoids and evidence. To figure out how religious belief correlates with scientific literacy, we also included some scientific questions within our survey. Questions about the Big Bang, evolution, and gravity, all prominent scientific theories that have a ton of evidence to support them. Interestingly, we found that the most troubling thing for religious people to accept was the Big Bang, the origin of our universe. 74.3% of respondents said they do believe that the Big Bang happened, whilst 25.7% say it didn't. Given this startling information, we have decided to do our podcast on the Big Bang and the evidence for it, in the hopes that we can convince those people that this is a true theory with actual scientific evidence. Our universe has continued to astonish and amaze us humans for all of existence. Questions like, where did it come from? Why does it exist? What caused it to exist? Is there anything more than just our home universe? Are ones that religion continuously has tried to answer. We simply did not have the tools to accurately measure the beginning of our universe back in that time. But soon, we will have the answer to what caused the universe to exist. The two biggest questions that humans have been searching to answer since the beginning of civilizations are these. Where did the universe come from, and where did life in all of its abundance come from? The question of life has been completely solved. There is no doubt about it that evolution by natural selection is the way that life has come about in all of its various forms. Next up, physicists and astronomers must answer the other question. How did the universe begin? This is a very complex question, even though we do know quite a bit about it. We know that the universe began 13.8 billion years ago. This is a scientific law. We also know that the universe is expanding, and has been ever since it began. We can even track the point at which expansion began. Einstein's theory of relativity changed everything in physics, and the study of the origin of the universe finally got some concrete evidence. The Big Bang is a scientific theory backed up by heaps of evidence. It suggests that the origin of the universe lies in a natural cause, the rapid expansion of a point of infinite density into nothingness. This expansion released enormous amounts of energy that was stored in this so-called point of mass known as a singularity. The energy would later disperse as the universe expanded more and things cooled down, allowing for the formation of atoms and molecules. Now I get that these sound like empty and ludicrous claims that have no actual evidence behind them, but trust me, as you will soon learn, more and more evidence keeps piling on further, solidifying the Big Bang theory as the best possible explanation. No other explanation for the universe's origin has any actual evidence. For example, cosmic background radiation was a hypothesis made before the Big Bang had any actual evidence, and lo and behold, once we got the right telescopes, we were able to see the background radiation that was theorized, proving that the Big Bang was not only plausible, but applicable in studies, providing proof of its credibility. This leads us to our thesis. The universe began with a completely natural phenomenon with an almost 100% chance of no supernatural intervention. Here is the best evidence for the theory, the evidence that NASA and scientists used to study the universe and accurately predict events within it.
Cosmic background radiation is a proof of the existence of the Big Bang Theory. To understand how CBR, or cosmic background radiation, proves the Big Bang Theory, I should probably explain to you what CBR is. CBR is an electromagnetic radiation that covers the entire expanse of the universe. Scientists have debated and changed the official temperature of CBR, but now agree on 3 Kelvin. Keep in mind that's almost absolute zero, and 3 Kelvin in Fahrenheit is negative 454.27. An outstandingly low temperature. According to NASA, the purpose of the Cosmic Background Explorer, or COBE mission, was to take precise measurements of the diffused radiation between 1 micrometer and 1 centimeter over the whole celestial sphere. The following quantities were measured. 1. The spectrum of the 3 Kelvin radiation over the range of 100 micrometers to 1 centimeter. 2. The anisotropy of this radiation from 3 to 10 millimeters. And 3. The spectrum and angular distribution of the diffuse infrared background radiation at wavelengths from 1 to 300 micrometers. So in a nutshell, this mission, COBE, Cosmic Background Explorer, was to understand better and get an image of the cosmic background radiation, which was left over from the Big Bang Theory. So now that you know what CBR is and the reasoning behind NASA sending this satellite into space to measure it, I'll explain now how CBR works into the Big Bang Theory. Basically, it's pretty simple because the reason CBR is proof of the Big Bang is because, as you could probably tell by the title of the theory itself, the Big Bang Theory is that a massive explosion out of basically nothingness created the elements and right environment for life and planets and space things, basically, to be formed. This event would have to leave behind some sort of lasting imprint, obviously. Now, you can't just say that planets and life and everything we know as humans in space and celestial bodies are proof, because that's just not enough, because there's so many other ways that you could argue that these things came into being. The real proof is that this cosmic background radiation is so massive and expansive across the entire universe that nothing except an explosion on the scale of the Big Bang could ever have created this, and it couldn't have lasted this long without an explosion like that. So obviously, a massive explosion had to have happened to leave behind this cosmic background radiation, proving, therefore, that the Big Bang is real, because there are no other explosions in celestial history that any scientists know about, and most likely they would, because it would have to be an explosion on a universal scale, not some tiny planet or sun exploding. It's massive. So that is how CBR fits into the Big Bang Theory. It is the lasting impact on the massive explosion that created our entire universe.
Here's a clip of Neil deGrasse Tyson discussing the Big Bang Theory and creationism.
Hey, Neil, I'm curious about your thoughts on somewhat combining creationism with the Big Bang. Although I am agnostic, I was raised Catholic, and I always wonder why no one seems to consider that a possible higher power is behind the Big Bang and consequently dark matter. So do you have any thoughts on that? I mean, from a scientific standpoint, you cannot speak to this because you're speaking about, you know, the fact of a creator or some higher power creating this.
Oh, sure you can.
If you science, can.
Well, so let me be clear.
Okay.
If there's a higher power,
okay,
that did anything in the universe,
okay,
there's no reason why that should be beyond the ability of science to determine that.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Interesting.
So if you do science properly, you're not precluding any one explanation relative to another,
okay,
if you're on the frontier of discovery.
Right.
Okay? So I'm not going to say there is no higher power there, and let me find something else. If the higher power is there and it manifests, then my methods and tools find it, I'll be the first one to report it.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
I'll be right there at the front of the press conference. Okay?
Right.
So just to make that clear. And let's back up. This is a deep question here.
It is.
There's more going on than she may even know.
Okay.
Okay? After Einstein advanced the general theory of relativity in 1916,
right,
it was, oh my gosh, the universe, there's gravity and it shapes the universe in this way. And then in 1929, Hubble discovers that the universe is expanding.
Right.
You take general relativity and the data that the universe is expanding, and a clever physicist named Georges Lemaître,
okay,
he was a Belgian physicist, looked at that and he said, wait a minute. If we're expanding and I have this new tool, theoretical tool to understand the whole universe, let's go back in time and ask, what would the universe have been yesterday compared with today?
Right.
It would have been smaller.
Right.
Let's go even smaller.
Even smaller.
Take it all the way back.
So we go all the way back. We got to get down to a singular point.
A singular point.
Right.
A beginning of things.
Right.
This person is a Belgian priest.
Oh.
An ordained priest.
He must have drank some good beer.
Oh, Belgian beer?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that there's beer in the church. I think it's all wine, okay? it's the body and blood of Jesus, not the body and beer of Jesus.
Well, in
the
ritual.
That's right.
If it was the body and beer of Jesus, I'd have been hanging out. Here's to you, Padre.
Right.
But
so,
go ahead.
So people immediately said, oh my gosh, you have found proof of biblical creation.
Oh, really?
They said this to him. And he, a Belgian priest, came all back in their face and said, no.
What?
Because the Bible says the universe was created in 6 days. The Bible says Earth was created before the sun. There's a lot going on in Genesis that is scientifically untenable.
Right.
But now you want to take just a little bit that said God created it and say, oh, therefore it proves the Bible when nothing else that follows it
right.
has any anchoring in observational science.
Right.
He was smart enough to know that this, when I say smart enough, he was sensible enough to know that this should not be invoked as evidence for God creating Genesis as described in the Jewish Bible, in the Old Testament.
Old Testament.
So, because nothing else works there.
Right.
Okay? Nothing. Nothing.
Right.
Okay, Earth is in the middle of things. Everything revolves around the Earth. Earth is flat. So this goes on and on and on. So he knew enough about the Bible and about science to not make that connection.
Gotcha. Okay.
So now, by the way, higher power could be God, or it could be some intelligent alien in its basement programming our universe for its own entertainment. That would be a higher power.
Wow.
If you think about it.
Yes, that would be a higher power.
Another very big deal brought up by the Big Bang Theory is how to explain the evenness and similarities of the temperature and the cosmic background radiation. How would galaxies and massive star structures get formed from a lame and featureless star explode? This would seem to be the direct opposite of the second law of thermodynamics, which states that the randomness of any isolated system always increases. If you don't know what that means, it means the randomness of an isolated system not in equilibrium will tend to increase over time, approaching a maximum value at equilibrium. So that means there should be no irregularities.
As you can see, the evidence for the universe's existence being a completely natural phenomenon is very viable, if not downright factual. We chose to do this topic because when we conducted our survey, we found that of all the scientific truths listed, the Big Bang was the one most people rejected. Now, either that came from a blatant misunderstanding of scientific theory, purposeful delusional rejection based on one's spiritual beliefs, just simply not knowing what the evidence was, or perhaps a little bit of all of these. Our goal here is to inform and educate about the origin of the universe, to spread the message that we do know how it started, and further solidifying the point that there doesn't need to be an all-powerful supernatural being. Something like that would require an even more complex answer and explanation than anything science has discovered thus far, including quantum mechanics. When there's no evidence for the existence of a supernatural being, the book that it is based off of is full of fallacies and falsehoods, and we can discover the answer to life's biggest questions using science, the odds for such a supernatural being existing are extraordinarily low, below 0.00000000000001%. That's why it is almost 100% certain that the universe is a completely natural phenomenon with an almost 100% chance of no supernatural intervention.